Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, you hear what Iran is threatening Israel, threatening us, taking our sailors. But we forget about Pakistan. They are a nuclear nation. And they're saying if, in fact, Iran makes a move against Saudi Arabia, which they are, they're doing things right now, they'll say they will wipe them off the face of the map. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Thousands of Iranians demonstrated against Saudi Arabia for executing a top Shiite cleric. They carried pictures of the executed Sheikh Namir, and many shouted, "Death to the House of Saud."
Saudi Arabia has collapsed and has been isolated. It has shown its true nature and has joined the club of wickedness and brutality. It has proved its anti-human nature to the world. Those countries who cooperate with Saudi Arabia will be humiliated, and human society has no respect for them.
Meanwhile, in Pakistan, a Sunni nation, the chief of the army announced that any threat to the territorial integrity of Saudi Arabia by Iran would provoke a sharp response from Pakistan. He said they would, quote, wipe Iran off the map. In Cairo, the Arab League held an emergency meeting of foreign ministers. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said Iran's attack on the Saudi embassy in Tehran after the execution of Sheikh Namir was the latest incident in decades of aggression. After the attack, Saudi Arabia cut diplomatic ties with Iran. He warned Iran risked being rejected by all the Arab countries of the region.
If Iran wants to have a positive role in the region, they have to deal with their neighbors. Like it happens everywhere in the world, they should have good relations and not interfere with others' issues, rejecting terror and not supporting it. If Iran would do so, it would be possible to live peacefully in the region as neighbors, but if they continue to support sectarian aggression, terror, and violence, they will face the rejection of the Arab countries.
Many experts don't expect a direct conflict between the two Middle East superpowers, but it's likely the proxy wars they're fighting in Yemen, Syria, and Iraq will intensify. Chris Mitchell, CBN News.
I tell you what, you know, it's good that somebody's paying attention to Saudi Arabia and saying, you know, we're just not going to let you be taken advantage of. But that's just out of the middle of nowhere, and you're hearing what, you know, Pakistan's saying that they'll do if you mess with them. And you're looking at, and one day we're going to have a whiteboard, simple explanation between Sunni and Shia, because as long as we talk, it's like letters in the air. But it's basically two sects of Islam religion. And there's a lot of inward battling. And by the way, Jews and Christians and non-Muslims pretty much are just like fodder in the whole thing. They have one iman, basically. I guess it was iman in Saudi Arabia. A cleric.
Yeah, and a caliph, a leader.
Yeah, he.
It's all about.
He gets killed, and they get the whole nation's in uproar. Okay, I understand that he was coming against Saudi Arabia, whatever. But I understand the whole nation's in an uproar. How come we're not in an uproar about James Foley?
Yes.
How come we're not in an uproar about everybody's this lost their head? How come we're not in an uproar about the Christians that were beheaded on Tripoli shore? Mm. You know what I'm saying? But it's almost like people go, oh, that's just, you know, they should be in an uproar. It's like, no, we should be in an uproar about what's happening to Christians.
Absolutely.
And Jews and Americans around the earth. As a matter of fact, Jews just got killed in Turkey. Christians just got killed in Turkey. They're focusing on Germans, trying to hurt Germans there. Wow. And it's just, it's pretty crazy days. But you know what? It's been prophesied about this. The Lord spoke to me very specifically, and in a dream, it was a night vision. I'm sitting in this particular place, and it was unjust things that were going on. The laws were wrong. They wouldn't be improperly applied. And all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me in the middle of that. And this is what the Lord said to me. He said, the seed of evil will come down, and the seed of the righteous will rise. I mean, it was plain as day. And that means there's a seed of evil right now like never before in the earth. Like the Lord's saying it's going to come down.
Wow.
It's going to come down, and there's going to be a process. Obviously, it's not going to go down without a cry or without a shout or without, you know, taking everything it could with it. But I want you to be confident of this. So what you're about to see in this word, when we get back from this break, is a prophetic word, the full prophetic word, you know, from Brian Karn about some calamities that are coming. But understand this, in the process of this, when the enemy's about to go down, you know, he puts everything he can on the plate.
Mm.
And you're looking at people right now doing desperate measures. I mean, it's like, I can't believe what they're doing. That's a sign.
It's embarrassing.
It's a sign that they feel like they're in danger of it being over again. Well, according to God, the seat of evil will fall and the seat of the righteous will rise. We can just claim that, receive that, and walk with God and watch him do his awesome work. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.